I want to trust Jesus, but what if I sin again? Will God still let me be a Christian if I mess up?
Of course He will. Once you become a Christian, He'll never let you go. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm so glad that you're here today. Maybe you think you have to live perfectly before you can become a Christian, or that you can never make a mistake if you want to stay a Christian. But that's just not true. Remember, Jesus will always forgive you if you tell Him that you've messed up and you're sorry for it. Just like it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our story today is entitled, A Son Forever. Brock was sprawled on his bed with a book when Seth, his older brother, came into the room. Hey, Brock, did you know that Dakota Smith talked with Pastor Briggs after church yesterday and decided to trust Jesus as his Savior? That's good, Brock said half-heartedly. Maybe he'll stay out of trouble now. Then he frowned. But what if he doesn't? What happens if he sins again? I always wonder about that. Or even you. What if you sin again? You mean you think I don't sin? Seth asked with a smile. Wow, go on thinking that. But what if you started doing things like stealing or doing drugs? Brock asked. Well, when I do something wrong, that doesn't mean I'm not saved anymore, replied Seth. I'm God's child forever. I don't know, said Brock doubtfully. I'm just going to wait to trust Jesus till I'm sure I can live right. Brock, said Seth, no one can live right. That's why Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We can only be good in God's eyes by trusting in Him. But Brock still wasn't sure, and Seth couldn't convince him otherwise. A few weeks later, an older boy from church ran away from home. Mr. and Mrs. Peterson are so upset, Mom said. They're hoping and praying they'll hear from Caden soon. Seth turned to his brother. Hey, Brock, it's too bad Caden's not a Peterson anymore, isn't it? What are you talking about? Asked Brock. Well, Caden ran away, replied Seth. But he's still a Peterson, said Brock. He's still their son. They want him to come back home. Right, said Seth. And just like Caden still belongs to the Peterson family, a Christian who sins still belongs to God's family. Once you trust in Jesus, you're God's child forever. Christians still sin, but when we admit our mistakes to Jesus, He always forgives us. If you wait until you're good enough to trust in Jesus, it's never going to happen. Only He is good, and once you're a part of His family, He'll start working in your life to make you more like Him. Slowly, Brock nodded. He was beginning to understand. So how about you? Have you put off trusting Jesus because you think you can't live the way a Christian should? When you know Jesus, He forgives you when you sin and gives you the ability to do what's right. But remember that once you're born into God's family, you're His child forever. Nothing can change that. If you haven't joined His family, don't wait any longer. For more information on what it means to join the family of God, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today is
John 10:28. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
And our key thought today is salvation is forever. Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids today. Do me a favor and share it with a friend, and then I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.